Ho, ho, ho! And I'm not talking Santa Claus, y'all. It's Jockies, and we are here. It is December. Who is that? Is that Mariah Carey? No! This month, Earwolf Presents is bringing you a brand new series called I Hate Christmas. Comedian and writer Niles Abstin is going to invite some homies, some noted Christmas freaks, and many more to break down the best parts of Christmas. I'm talking the smells. I'm talking the decorations. I'm talking Santa Claus, white or black. I'm talking the nativity scenes. What else is Christmas? I'm talking Home Alone. Donald Trump and Home Alone 2. I'm talking it all, baby. And it's going to be dope. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to get you in a Christmas spirit, whether you want to be in it or not. So sit back, relax, get your hot cocoa, get some mistletoe, kiss yourself, kiss the podcast earphones, because it's time to listen to I Hate Christmas.
America, welcome to I Hate Christmas. I'm your host, Niles Abstin, and I'm here to let you know, because no one else will tell you, Christmas sucks, and I don't care how you feel about that. It's just the truth, and so I'll be here week after week telling you why Christmas sucks, and I'll also have some great guests that are going to try to convince me that it doesn't. They're not going to succeed, but today, we're talking Christmas music. I hate Christmas music so much. I think it might be the worst genre of music ever created. And I've heard lots of country music. So here's the thing. We have a great guest today. She's got a lot of Christmas music picked out that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some great stories. She's a hilarious comedian in Chicago, produces some of the best shows that I've performed on. I've watched her perform on. It's just great. Y'all get it right now for Cassidy Kohanic.
Thank you, Niles.
Oh, how are you?
Thank you so much. I'm great. I'm happy to be here. I'm talking to one of my favorite people in the world about one of my favorite holidays of the year.
You're a Christmas truther. You actually like this shit.
Yeah, believe it or not, you may as well put me in the manger and make me baby Jesus. I love Christmas.
So you have let the government poison your mind and make you think this is a real thing. That is amazing.
It's not the government so much as I just love full-fledged, unabashed capitalism and mm-hmm. any reason to just like give into that and sacrifice mm-hmm. all of my hard-earned money to make other people happy for like 5 total minutes. It's a great reason to me.
That's the thing. Nobody, like, tell me your favorite Christmas gift from 3 years ago. You can't. I'm not even going to let you give you time to think about it. That's how much this shit does not matter. Whatever you're saving money up on, you're going to buy it for. She's going to break up with you by Valentine's Day. So why even buy the gift? I hate Christmas. That's the title of this podcast, by the way. So Cassidy, we're talking Christmas music today. Mm-hmm. I hate Christmas music. As soon as Halloween's over, I don't go to department stores anymore because I don't want to hear that shit.
How much time do you spend in department stores anyway?
Look, I got people that I got to buy things for. I'm out here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I don't think I've ever gotten a bag from Nordstrom or Macy's from you.
Exactly. That's why you're getting paid to be on this podcast, because I'm never going to do that.
I do love Christmas because I had Christmases with my family when I was a kid, but my family was really like broken up. Okay. And so it was like really small Christmases and we didn't really like do a lot of like decorating. We didn't do any traditions. We didn't bake. We didn't do anything like that. Hmm. And so I've like my whole life, the idea of Christmas and just like it totally 100% has to do with the way that it's advertised and the way that Christmas commercials and Christmas movies like make Christmas look. But I always was so desperate and so like I would live vicariously through like the Target Christmas commercial families and stuff because I wanted it so bad. And that's actually like that defines my love for Christmas. Like that is how I fell in love with Christmas, was watching other people enjoy it because I didn't get to have it in the same way.
Oh, well, that's sweet. I mean, that's cool. That I appreciate you opening up about your family on Christmas. I feel like Dr. Phil now. That's cool.
You look just like him.
I really do. We share a lot of similarities. But no, I totally get that. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying that like a lot of, and that's part of the reason, like, I want to do this podcast is, like, a lot of the reasons how we celebrate holidays and how we, I think that's why, like, something like Friendsgiving has become such a big thing now is because we associate as adults how we celebrate holidays because of our experiences as children. And I mm-hmm. think that's why I hate Christmas, because Christmas as a kid, you know, we were always at church and shit like that. And it was this one guy's birthday, apparently, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, your family was keeping the Christ in Christmas for sure.
Yes, 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 very much so. Like, I remember, I think I wrote Xmas on a thing and I got in trouble one day. I was like, all right, I'm out of this shit. This is stupid.
Oh, you know? I definitely got my ass beat for writing Xmas one time. I get that.
Because you're from the South. You're from Alabama, too. So, like, yep. Half of your family can't read as well.
Exactly.
And so, like, what did they tell you the X was for?
Well, my mom was like, you just signed my name right there. And I was like, no, I'm just kidding. That's wild. I remember when I was a kid, one of my grandparents told me that you shouldn't put the X in, or you shouldn't write it Xmas, because that means that you are, like, embracing Christ's death. Like, you're crossing him out.
What?
I love
when religious people just fill in all the gaps. They're like, this isn't explained, so I'm gonna just give you what I think. And
it doesn't make sense, because I feel like so much of Christianity is embracing Christ's death, or else you wouldn't wear dead Jesus around your neck on a chain. Like,
yeah, that is true. That is very true. What if we start wearing, for Christmas, what if we start wearing baby Jesus around a chain? I think that would be hard.
Oh, you know what? I would love to wear a baby around my neck.
You just have a little naked baby around your neck. And then if somebody's like, what the fuck is that? I'm in the Christmas
full spirit.
Size. You're the weirdo. Not me. I think that would be cool. If we did that on Christmas, I'd do that. I'd rock a baby chain.
I feel like until then, we've just got to wear that Furby chain from Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah. That shit was hard. Now, that would be a good Christmas gift.
That was a Christmas movie, essentially.
It was a Christmas movie. This is a question I'm going to ask everybody on this shit randomly every episode. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Die Hard?
I've never seen it. And you know
you
what?
You are a disgrace to white America. Look, how have you never seen Die Hard as a white, red-blooded American in this country? I'm from Alabama.
I know, and I know that that whole movie's point is Alabama, but I
just feel like a white person from Alabama has seen Die Hard. That might be racist, but it's just like...
Here's my thing. The more a group of men tell me to watch something, the less likely I am to watch it. I just watched The
Big
Lebowski
like
for the first time.
You're just
time.
Not listening. That's what that sounds like. What do you have against Bruce Willis?
I don't have anything against Bruce Willis. I just have... a lot against the men who tell me that I should be watching Die Hard because it's a Christmas movie.
Well, you should watch Die Hard because it is a Christmas movie. It is probably my favorite thing about Christmas, to be honest, is Die Hard.
Oh. Well, we found one positive. Look at
one
that.
Positive.
Already
Look
uncovered
at that.
It.
Look at that. Are there any Christmas songs that you would care to defend today that could make me, you know, bob my head a little bit, or maybe even make me, someone like me, get into the Christmas spirit?
I got a couple. How many do you want me to fire off? Because I can go all day.
That's not a good thing. Don't ever say that out loud ever again. Don't let anyone know you can do that. Because so this podcast is official. I got notes. They gave me some notes on you. Your social security number is on here, by the way.
Well, that's not useful.
I know. That's why I was like, why would we steal Cassidy's identity? What are we doing here? But yeah, I got a list here. What's one you'd like to start off with as far as Christmas songs? Give me like a few top three maybe you think are good.
Okay, top three that are good. I think that my very favorite Christmas song of all time is Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love.
Who is Darlene Love?
I truly only know her from the Christmas music she made, which is
so
insulting.
She's irrelevant. Okay.
She's not irrelevant. She may have, I feel like she was in a group of singers, but
obviously she's not that great of a person if she's having to beg somebody to come home on Christmas. I would think that's the one day you would do that. So this song must suck.
Wow. Okay. I guess you've never had your heart broken. You don't understand pain. Good to know.
Never had my heart broken before.
No empathy from you.
Can we play this Christmas baby please come home bullshit? This is what you like this?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've heard this song before.
I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells.
All right, DJ, cut that shit. I've heard enough.
Yeah.
Would not come home to that one. Not gonna lie.
Wow. I see why.
She had a lot of time to make this song because obviously she was by herself. Good for you, Darlene.
Oh my gosh. Darlene Love. Such a tragic song by someone with a tragic last name for heartbreak. Her last name was Love and she didn't have it. How sad is that? You can't feel your heartstrings tugging on that?
It's a stage name. I don't believe anything in this industry anymore.
That's such a good song,
she did that
though.
Just so, and one day somebody's going to talk about this on a podcast and it's going to be ironic. My last name is Love. I already know. Give me another one.
Okay. All right. My next on the list, my next favorite, and I think maybe you'll enjoy this one. I don't know. Maybe you'll hate it. But I love the Santa Claus is Coming to Town version by the Jackson 5.
Okay. And so why do you think I'm going to enjoy this? What is it about the Jackson 5 that I'm going to enjoy so much?
You love kids and joy.
That was wild. That was. Nah,
I
don't love kids, but somebody in the Jackson. Never mind. Let's play the song. Let's not get kicked out of this studio on the first. They're both looking at me like, why did we let him do this? Okay. All right. I've heard enough. I enjoy criminal record-free Michael Jackson as much as anyone else. But look, this is why I don't like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Jack, because I think that Christmas album is like one of the biggest Christmas albums ever, right? I'm pretty sure. But this is how I know this is bullshit. Them niggas is Jehovah Witness. How you got 5 Jehovah Witness children locked in a studio making a Christmas album? Joe Jackson, you're going to hell. Like, dude, these kids never got a Christmas gift and are making Christmas music for all of America to enjoy. That is.
Okay. Counter argument. There is nobody that loves Christmas more than people that cannot have it. Not the people that don't want to have it. People that cannot have Christmas want Christmas so bad. It was the same for me.
Do you have any other songs you would defend for Christmas songs?
So I'm a big fan and my sister is a big fan. This is one that I kind of like share with my sister is Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
Oh, God.
Right
now. It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. But then I was ill.
Turn this bullshit up.
Okay, what you missed by cutting it off early is that this song makes absolutely no sense. And it is so funny and it is hilarious. Like as a, not just like as a song, is it good, but it's like as a narrative, such a funny story because it starts out with this, it starts out with the lyrics talking about how afraid they are of this guy in the park. So they approach him, which is like, you don't approach somebody in a park at night if you're afraid of them. And then they were like, he had a dog. No, it was a reindeer. And it's like, dogs don't look like reindeer. None of them makes sense. It's just like very silly. And Santa Claus leaves him a wallet with money in it. And it's very fun. It's a good song.
That really upset me. That really did. That really hurt my spirit. And I ain't gonna lie. That would, I'm very upset right now. Like,
unpack it.
Christmas rap. That's almost as bad as Christian rap.
No, I mean, technically it's kind of the same, but
It's seasonal Christian rap. Fuck that. No. I'm very upset with you, Rev Run, that you would do something like this. But that's always been like the thing. If you're a popular artist, you profit off of putting out like a Christmas thing. Because all the Christmas music's like public domain, so you can just like remake a song or whatever. I mean,
or you can make a new masterpiece like Christmas and Hollis.
Oh my god. So you didn't have Mariah Carey on your list?
No, I'm kind of ambivalent to Mariah Carey's Christmas music.
All right, you're not gonna come on my podcast using them big words, bro. What is ambivalent? The fuck does ambivalent mean?
It means I like boys and girls. No, it means okay, you can appreciate me a little bit here, Niles. Come on, don't leave me out to hang dry. It means I can use my left and my right hand.
What you call it? Was it ambidextrous?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it means it means I don't really care. It means I could take it or leave it.
You don't really care about Mariah Carey?
I mean, I'll sing it at Christmas karaoke.
Ugh, what an activity. That's gross. Mariah Carey, it's because, like, doesn't she make, like, $3 billion, like, every Christmas or some shit like that?
Something insane, yeah. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, she earned it.
Oh, of course she did. That's Mariah Carey. But I was just surprised that wasn't on your, that wasn't on your list, because I feel like that's, like, the biggest Christmas song ever.
Well, you know what? You guys asked for my favorites, not for the biggest ever. And
yeah, we just figured you'd have better taste, but that's okay. We can talk about something else.
Sorry, I'm not basic enough for you to put the most popular Christmas music of all time on my list.
You have Jackson 5 on here. Get out of here.
So I'm a little basic. You should still be nice to me.
I'm being as nice as I can with this list. Christmas and Hollis. I'm so upset. You got any funny Christmas like stories?
I have such a like variety of different types of Christmas stories, but the one that I have a Christmas mystery. It's not really it's like kind of funny, I guess. Maybe funny that it's a mystery. So when I was a kid, I was really bad about like breaking into my dad's room and finding my Christmas presents before Christmas. I was a little shit. But I would go in and look for my Christmas presents, and I would like rummage through his closet or look under his bed and stuff. And one year I found all of my Christmas presents, and this was the year that I was turning, I was 11 this year.
It's a big year.
And it was a big year. And I had asked for 5 CDs, and I went through and I like looked at all of my Christmas presents that I had found, and I found all of those CDs. I found all 5 of the CDs that I asked for, and I got so excited because I was like, yes, I'm getting all the CDs I asked for. And this was when I was still carrying around a CD player, like riding the bus with a little like Hello Kitty CD player and stuff like that. So it was a big deal to get CDs.
Should have got you a DVD player so you could watch Die Hard. But anyway, keep doing your story.
I remember I went through and like made sure that I got all 5 of the ones that I asked for, and I was so excited. And then come Christmas morning, I opened up all of my presents, and every single present that I had found and that I like had asked for or whatever was there, except for one of the CDs was missing. And I didn't know, like, I looked for it, I was like, maybe I missed a present under the tree. So I like went back and looked under the tree, and my dad was like, what are you doing? And I couldn't tell him what I was doing. And then I was like, I guess that CD just is gone. But I've wondered about this my whole adult life. Like, I've always wondered where that CD went. And I've never been able to ask my dad, because if I ask my dad where that CD went, he'll know that I was snooping through his shit. And I still don't want him to know that.
Still don't want him to know that. That's some southern shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, so now, that's my big Christmas mystery.
Play now. Well, now you're going to play a song with him, and then you can kind of butter him up and then ask him now.
Yeah, I'm going to sit him down and be like, I have something I need to talk to you about.
Exactly.
What about you? Do you have any funny Christmas stories or any Christmas mysteries?
Christmas mysteries? Do you have any funny Christmas mystery stories? I'm trying to think. Oh, this is a funny Christmas story right here. It's kind of fucked up, but it's funny. So my family's in town for Christmas. They're annoying, and we're having Christmas, whatever. Usually I hang out mostly with my grandmother on my dad's side, because I can tolerate her the most. And so we like talking, we having a good time. And then I look out the window, and there she's staying in the guest room at my parents' house, and these SWAT trucks just start flying through our neighborhood, like huge black SWAT trucks. Like, I'm not playing. And me and my mm-hmm. grandmother, like, we like both grab each other. We're like, oh shit, what's going on? Like, what is happening? And so then we just see SWAT vans, police cars. They're all just flying through the neighborhood. She turns the TV on, turns on the news, because this is a small town in Mississippi. If there's a SWAT truck somewhere, I guarantee you it's breaking news on fucking TV. Mm-hmm. So we turn the TV on. We see our neighborhood on like live television in the news. And it's like, literally, I guess this dude in my neighborhood came from out of town and was holding his family hostage at knife point on Christmas. I don't know why.
Yeah, laughing is the appropriate response here.
I don't know why. I think maybe they got him the wrong gift. I don't know. Maybe they played a Christmas song from Train. I don't know. But he was holding them hostage at knife point in my neighborhood. And so we're just like, the rest of the neighborhood just comes outside, and we just see these SWAT trucks on Christmas. So you just have people in like robes drinking hot chocolate and shit, just like looking at this on Christmas morning. It was, I will never forget. It is probably the craziest Christmas memory I'll ever have.
Wow.
The family was safe. They got them. Nobody died. They got them out. That's why I'm laughing, because nobody got hurt. They got them out. They got them out mm-hmm. of there.
And that sounds like a normal Christmas for my neighborhood, to be totally honest.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
The South is crazy, dog.
The South is crazy.
What are your least favorite Christmas songs? I'm sure I can agree with you on most of those.
There are two that I hate.
Let's do it. I love hate. Let's do it.
Okay. One of them I hate because it's annoying, and one of them I hate because I think it's so offensive.
Okay.
The one that I hate because it's annoying is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
What the fuck?
You've never heard that one? It's really bad.
No, I've never heard. Who is Gayla Peavy?
I don't know if that person ever made music other than I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. But it's like, are you familiar with Santa Baby and how people will do like the baby voice when they're singing it?
I am familiar with Santa Baby, but no, not familiar with the baby voice. I hang out with good people.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, there are like a couple Christmas songs where people will do like a baby voice when they're singing it.
She does this in the Hippopotamus song.
But it's like ramped up to 1,000. It's like super annoying, like not as bad as like a chipmunk kind of song, but like essentially that.
I'm getting a pre-headache before even listening to this.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
Oh my God. Run the tape. I'm already upset.
Hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy.
Turn this shit off. Turn this shit off. I don't know why that felt racist.
It's pretty terrible.
That felt very racist. Wow. Why do you even know about this song? Is what I want to know.
It always plays on like the radio when it's Christmas music time. I've heard it a million really? Times, but I've never tried to listen to it on purpose.
Oh my gosh. I love more reasons to cut myself off from the outside world. That is, I want a hip, like, I don't understand. Why does she want a hippopotamus for Christmas? There's so many things.
I don't know, but only a hippopotamus will do too. She's got high standards.
And then it's just like, this is why white people don't need money. Cause that's only the person that would say some shit like that. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Ugh, I'm so upset that that's a thing. And that it is some there. And here's the thing. There is somebody out there. This is like their favorite Christmas song.
Oh, I hope I never meet them.
I know there is someone, and I hope you listen to this podcast, and I hope you feel very bad about yourself and your decisions. And I hope you stop embarrassing your family. That is crazy. I have to find Gayla Peavy and tell her why. Why do you? I have to know why she wants a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Cause I would be shocked if she's still alive. This is a very old
it's
song.
Like it's an old song.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That shit definitely raises. Okay. I don't know. Me and music, that happened during segregated water fountains is just not really, I don't really gel with it. It's just not, that definitely sounded like there was a colored water fountain outside the studio. So let's do another one. What's another Christmas song you hate?
Okay. The one that I hate the most that I think is offensive is Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
Okay. Should I ask you why it's offensive after we listen to it, or do you want to tell me before?
You know what? Dealer's choice.
Tell me why.
Okay. So it was this, like, it was made by a bunch of different pop artists who came together for Band-Aid, I think in the 80s, and were like raising money to end world hunger. And they made this Christmas song. And I'm pretty sure Bono sings on it from U2. But
the guy that forced himself on our iPhones. Okay. Yes. Not liking this.
But the song is like, it's very like, it's like if colonizer Christmas was a thing, and like overtly so.
Colonizer, like, Christmas is just Christmas, Cassidy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's like taking that to like the nth degree, though. It's like it's all about how people in Africa don't know it's Christmas, and we should make them know that it's Christmas, and like they don't get presents. And there's a line in it that's like, you should thank God that it's them instead of you. And it's so bad.
Wow. Please play this now. I have to hear this song.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
Yeah, you can cut this. You can cut this. This is something else we can blame. So this song won awards in the UK. Well, y'all teeth is bad, so y'all don't know nothing. Anyway. Anyway. But yeah, I just was given that information that song won awards in the UK.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah,
it
y'all also lost the war, if we want to get into that. Anyway.
But the lyrics are like, there won't be snow in Africa this year. And it's like, Africa's a giant continent, first of all.
Well, yeah. To a lot of people, it's still a country. So.
Yeah. And just the line, though, that line that I mentioned earlier, though, kills me every time I hear the song. I like, cannot believe that it ever made it past like any editors. The line that it's like, you should thank God that it's them instead of you. Mm. Just like, it's good that you're not the one suffering. Be happy that someone else is suffering instead.
This is another thing I can blame Michael Jackson for. Him doing We Are the World made a lot of celebrities think them singing is just gonna like fix shit. So mm-hmm. this Gail Godot during the pandemic, that's all Michael Jackson's fault. All of it. A Jehovah Witness, again, ruining Christmas for all of us. Wow. What? And so Band-Aid is like a thing they like made up?
Yeah.
Is that like a play on words?
Yes.
Okay, that's stupid.
Yeah. It was like a lot of different musical acts that came together to do it. And I don't think that's the only song that they did. I think that's the only one we're going to listen to.
You know, and this is just my opinion. This is might sound crazy, but usually when rich white people want to go do something in Africa, doesn't usually turn good results. That's just me. I don't know if I have any historical statistics to back that up, but that's
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, that's just how I feel about that. you're going to piss me off with this one. You got a song by Britney Spears on here.
Oh yeah,
we don't trash Britney Spears on Niles.
No, I love Britney Spears. I just hate that song.
I didn't even know she did Christmas music.
She did.
I almost don't want to listen to it to taint my view of Britney Spears.
It was very young Britney Spears still, like maybe like right after
Mickey Mouse
album.
Or no? Before the
album? No. It was after the album that had like Baby One More Time on it, I think.
Oh, it was after that. Oh, okay. So they knew they could take a little stupid risk like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, yeah. She's a Mississippi queen. I love her, but sure, you got to get roasted. Please play this song.
Took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places don't go. Seems like everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me?
I love you.
You didn't even get to the part where she goes, "I want the baby." Yeah,
I don't want to. Wow, no, Brittany, that's a no for me, dog. That's bad. But here's the thing: we're gonna give Brittany some leeway. That was part of the conservatorship. She didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
that was in the fine print. You have to make a bad Christmas album.
They had a gun to her head while she was singing that.
Jesus, Cassidy. But they probably did. I couldn't make it within, as a fan of hers, I couldn't make it through any of that. I just was thinking she didn't want to do that. So I'm not going to listen in solidarity, you know? Okay.
No, I love Britney and I hated putting that on the list, but I was like, it really is up there for me. It really is one of the worst Christmas songs in the world to me.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what a Britney Spears Christmas is like now. Wonder what that's like. What do you think?
Probably good now. I mean, she's kind of living it up at the moment.
She is. Her Instagram is lit right now.
She's probably going to have the best Christmas she's ever had this year, actually.
Yeah, I want to send Britney Spears a Christmas gift. I was talking about this the other day. I think if I made a dartboard with Jamie Lynn Spears' new face on it, I think that would be like a really good gift.
That's a good one. Have you heard any of the clips from her audiobook? Have you heard the Justin Timberlake clip?
No, I haven't. I haven't looked into any of that with the book and stuff.
Damn, you should really look it up. I feel like it's right up your alley.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to check it out. Because I am Justin Timberlake, so I'll definitely check it out. What is you have one more song on your least favorite Christmas song list. Shake Up Christmas by Train. Is that the band Train?
Oh my God. Yes. This song is Train did garbage. Christmas music? It's garbage. It's so bad. I mean, all of their music is bad, but this is really bad.
Okay. Well, I'm excited.
It's like you could tell that there were just dollar signs hanging around their heads as they were making this music.
Oh yeah. Oh, let's please run that. Let's hear it.
There's a story that
Turn it
I
off.
Was told.
Turn it off. Absolutely not. No, you don't come in on a song like that on Christmas. Not on my fucking podcast. No. No. I'm upset. That was no. When was this made? Like when you know what, like around what year?
If I had to guess, I would say probably like 2007, but I'm probably wrong about that. That's just my uneducated guess.
Wow. That is, no.
It's bad.
And this is part of the reason I do hate Christmas music, is because I felt like it is just a cash grab for all these like artists and bands and stuff. Because like, why are you doing that? You're not going to tour this music or anything.
2010. That song was 2010.
Oh, so y'all knew better. Fuck you. And I feel like a lot of artists aren't really doing the Christmas music thing anymore because, you know, music's not as lucrative as far as the streaming goes. So it's just like when you had physical CDs where people would buy Christmas albums by their favorite artists, it was probably like a very lucrative thing. But now that I'm a stream it and I'm only going to stream it these like 3 weeks in December, then like what's the point of really making Christmas music anymore?
Yeah, totally. Like, you gotta want that shit if you're making Christmas music at this point.
I feel like the last big artist with a Christmas album was like Justin Bieber did one not too long ago.
Ariana Grande had one a few years ago.
Oh, she had one?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Megan Trainor.
She didn't even text me about that. That's wild. Let me text Ariana right now. I didn't even know you had a Christmas album. Train making music, Christmas music. Like, I just imagine them in the studio. Like, that's what the fuck? That's terrible. Oh, my God.
Train is like, they're already mall music. And so for them to make a Christmas song is like, it's too much mall music. It's just mall music looking at itself in a mirror.
Yeah. Is there an artist you would like to see take a stab at the Christmas music genre?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
I know. I'm really good at this.
You're really good at this. I would like to see you put out a Christmas comedy album, actually.
No. That's what this is. Essentially.
That's true. I would really like to see a Christmas album from... God, do I even listen to music anymore at this point in time? I feel like it would be really fun to have a Christmas album from like an 80s hair metal band.
Okay.
Like Van Halen or something like that.
Okay, I can see that. I mean, I won't be getting a stream from me, but I could definitely see
that. But I feel like that was that genre didn't get tapped into for the Christmas market as much as like pop music did and folk music did.
Right. I mean, I'm not walking around Target listening to that.
You are if they put it on.
No, I will. I'm definitely been in stores and I'm like, hey, can y'all change the music? I've done that before. Do they listen? No.
Disrespectful.
But I'm still going to annoy you.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like it has a good success rate, to be honest. Most stores don't have somebody's like iPhone on the aux cord.
That, in fact, that should be a job. Right there. Department store aux cord guy. Fuck those greeters that check your receipt walking out the door. Give me an old person that just puts their phone on the aux and their grandkids send them songs to play in the store. That's the job we need during the holiday. That's a seasonal job right there. See, this podcast is creating jobs. What the fuck?
That's incredible. Need. That's an incredible idea. Yeah. And you know who you should send that to? Target.
Target, Walmart. Kmart, Kohl's, we coming for you. You need an aux cord guy. We're tired of listening to Katy Perry every single time. We get it.
Just another fucking job I'm not qualified for.
You're not even qualified to be aux cord guy at a store?
You've been tearing up my music taste this whole podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm qualified to be the aux cord guy.
Yeah, if they listen to this podcast, you definitely won't get hired. That's crazy. You got Jehovah Witnesses on this shit. Yeah, you. Cassidy, what's the worst Christmas gift you have ever received, and you cannot say socks?
The worst Christmas gift I've ever received. Years back, I was dating this guy and we had been dating for like 3 years. He had no idea what to get me for Christmas. And so he asked his little
brother.
Why
did he have no idea?
Niles, I wish I could tell you. We broke up for a reason.
Okay. All right. How old were you during this time?
This was when I was like 22 to 25.
Ooh, the trenches. Okay.
So this was when I was like 24. He had asked his little brother what he should get me for Christmas, and his his little brother was really into skincare and really wanted this like facial oil, but nobody would buy it for him. And so he convinced the guy that I was dating to buy it for me, because he knew that I wouldn't use it or want it, and I ended up giving it to him.
That's a smart little bastard. That's amazing.
So that's the worst Christmas present I've ever gotten, because it was essentially a present for someone else.
Why did you end up giving it to him? Did he like nudge you like, hey, can I have that? Or
yes, he kept dropping hints that he was like, oh my God, I really want that. Oh my God, I hear that's so nice. Oh, I asked for that and no one got it for me. Oh, stuff like that. And I finally was just like, I'm never going to use this. You can have this.
And you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. How long until y'all finally broke up after that?
So that was December. We broke up in February after that.
All right.
Yeah.
So Black History Month just inspired you to finally be like, I'm done dealing with this oppression.
Yep. I was like, it's time for freedom.
Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you. So skincare for a Christmas gift. Would you take that gift now?
I don't really like, I'm pretty bad at taking care of myself, to be totally honest.
You didn't have to say that in public.
I thought this was private. This isn't getting shared, right? I don't really do any skincare regimen. So if someone got me skincare stuff, I would probably take it as an insult.
As an insult?
If I were being honest.
Nah, that's real. That's real. Okay. Is that how you took it when he bought it for you? You're like, what's wrong with my skin?
No, I immediately asked him why he decided to get that for me. And he was like, oh, my little brother.
My little brother told me this would be like a good gift and that type of shit.
Yep. Yep.
you give good gifts. So what did you get him?
That year, I bought him, I think that was the year I bought him new tires for his car. Because his car needed new tires.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
New tires for him. And then he bought his brother a gift through you.
Yep.
Wow. That is a terrible Christmas.
Yeah. It was the best part about it was that we spent Christmas at his family's that year.
Oh, so you were just stuck in that shit.
Oh, yeah. I was stuck there. And his mom got me a bunch of presents that were like, she got me an ornament for their tree and it was a ring. And she got me like a bunch of gifts that insinuated that we were going to get married and stuff. And I was just like, oh no.
Oh,
that was kind of, I knew it was kind of over then, but then it stretched out another like 2 months.
Oh my God. Wow. That's the type of shit that makes you go make a song like the Jackson 5. That is terrible. That sounds like that's definitely, that's one of the things I do want to do on this podcast is rank the worst Christmas experiences without for the guests we're going to have. I don't know if anybody's going to top you. You might have taken the cake here on the first one. That's, wow, you have set the bar. That is unfortunate. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's not as bad as some people's Christmases. Some people have really bad Christmases.
Well, I'm not trying to get into tragic shit. I'm trying to keep it light here.
Yeah.
This is a crazy. I do hate Christmas, but it's still a Christmas podcast. I want people to have a good time as they're listening to me be an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said before, you're a thoughtful person. You give good gifts. What's like your favorite Christmas gift you've given to somebody?
Oh, actually, probably the gift that I'm giving my dad this year.
Ooh. Are we going to get a little drop, a little spoiler here, right here?
Oh, I can talk about it. He'll never.
He's not
going to
listen to this.
Yeah. He does love your comedy, though. He asks about you.
Everybody loves my comedy. I'm playing. I'm playing. That's so nice of him to say. Thank you.
I told him about you one time and had him watch your video on YouTube. And now he'll always be like, how's your friend Niles doing?
That's so sweet.
Yeah. But the thing that I got him this year is not a like physical gift, but he's like played guitar for a really long time.
Okay.
And he's always wanted me to learn how to play guitar, but I never would.
Yeah.
And this year, like 3 months ago, I started taking guitar lessons so that when I go home for Christmas, I can play guitar with him.
Oh my God. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That is so dope.
He's going to love it.
That's such a good gift.
I'm going to get him a t-shirt with my face on it too.
Oh, that's okay. Wow, that's really cool though. Yeah, no, because I know you've been doing the guitar lessons and stuff. I didn't know that was why you were doing it. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be able to share that with him.
What gave you like the idea to do that? Was it just something you thought recently, or?
My dad like spent, I've had kind of like a hard year, and my dad has spent a lot of time with me this year, and it just like made me, I've like really reflected over the last year about how important my relationship is with him. And I wanted to be able to give him something really special and like something that would create new memories for us and not just like an object, you know?
Yeah. That's so beautiful. That's ultimately, you know, that's what the holidays is about. Is, you know, family, the people you're stuck with, you make the most of it and have a good time with them. But no, I love that. I love that we had this, that like nice little sentimental moment. Cassidy, it has been great to have you on here. I know you got to get out of here. So
I love talking to you.
Love you so much. Is there anything you'd like to plug before you get up out of here?
No, just, you know, if anyone's ever in Chicago, come see one of my shows.
Yes.
And you can follow me anywhere. Not follow me anywhere. Don't follow me in person.
Please don't do that.
But you can follow me online pretty much anywhere at Heavenly Grandpa.
All right. Well, follow Cassidy at Heavenly Grandpa. I'm your host, Niles Ashton. If you listen to this, you obviously probably follow me already. I'm not about to plug all that. But thank you so much, Cassidy, for coming here. Thank you for being on. I hate Christmas. You didn't convince me of shit. I still hate Christmas. But look, hey, maybe somebody else will. But you did a great job today, and
we've all got a little Grinch in us. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, and happy holidays to you. See y'all.
You
next
too,
time.
My friend.
Peace. I Hate Christmas is produced by me, Niles Abston, and Earwolf, with producers Matt Apodaca and Anita Flores. Engineering by Alex Gonzalez.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelot, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquees Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.